Guys, this Sunday, Raid My Wardrobe is happening again at the Newcastle Basketball Stadium. For just $5, you can absolutely pick up some new treasures. But this weekend particularly, we wanted to highlight the event happening, Raid My Wardrobe. But who better to talk us through it than the founder, Rachel Prest, joins us this morning. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Now, first of all, Rachel, for anyone who doesn't know, tell us what Raid My Wardrobe is.
Oh, Raid My Wardrobe is a fantastic event where women across Newcastle declutter their wardrobes and we have 50 stalls to choose from of amazing fashion. Clothing, handbags, shoes, and I'm talking great quality fashion from really beautiful high-end brands and street fashion.
Do you want some of my novelty tees?
Yeah.
Actually, those novelty tees, there are some of the girls who love those vintage novelty tees. So,
If you wanted to raid my wardrobe, Rach, there's just 4 black T-shirts hanging up in my wardrobe and a pair of jeans. That's pretty much all that gets rotated around. So there's not much option there.
That's all right. As long as they're boyfriend jeans, they could always be sold on.
Yeah. A relaxed fit for the ladies.
Yeah.
But Raid My Wardrobe has been happening for a little while now. It's only $5 at the door. So we do encourage as many people to go down, check it out. But more so this weekend, can you tell us about Newcastle's annual bra drive?
That's right. So each year we partner and support the Uplift Project, who are a fantastic charity that collect and sort bras and distribute bras to underprivileged women overseas. And also within Australia, they also support a lot of the women's refuges and asylum seeker refuges as well. Yes. So we partner with them and we encourage everyone who's coming along to the event to clear out their wardrobe and their underwear drawer of any quality bras that they either have worn or have hardly worn. Or they still have new with tags, because we always have some of those in there as well. Any maternity bras, mastectomy bras, and also any brand new underwear that people haven't worn either. They also distribute those as well.
I love the Uplift Project. And it's one of those things, Rach, I guess, in a similar vein to Share the Dignity, these are kind of charities that are, you know, kind of founded by women who understand the plight of other women.
Yeah.
So it's such a great concept. Share the Dignity is where you can donate sanitary items that go to homeless women, because you think if you're getting a couple of bucks on the street, are you buying tampons or are you buying food?
Yeah.
So Share the Dignity kind of assess that situation. And similarly with Uplift Project, Rach, giving these bras to women, you know, either underprivileged or who find themselves in some tricky situations, having something as simple as a new bra can lead to so much stuff, not only self-confidence, but even going forward and going to job interviews and stuff that you just don't even think about.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I'd heard a story about women in Fiji who can't go for jobs at resorts because they don't have a bra. And as soon as they've been gifted a bra from Uplift Project, that bra that we see as something that's a necessity and luxury to them, that's actually employment.
Wow.
So,
you just don't think of this kind of stuff.
Amazing.
You really don't. I mean, we take so much for granted, and these little things which are actually huge when you take them out of the equation.
Yeah. I love charities like this where it just gives somebody the basics that people don't think about every day, that just gives you the confidence to be able to go out and do what regular people can do.
Yeah, and if you've ever been skeptical about maybe donating money or cash to a charity, this is a really concrete way that you can go, I know my bra drawer at home, I wear the same 3 in a row, you know, in rotation. So there's a whole bunch in there that I know are still great quality that I'm just not using. So, and imagine the flow-on effect, the pay it forward that you can do. So really, thank you so much, Rach, for doing this again. To this date, over 4,500 bras, swimwear, crop tops and new underwear gifted to some needy women around the world, Fiji, as you said, but even on home soil. So well done on the efforts and hope it's a successful one again this weekend.
Yes, no, thank you. And for anyone wanting more information, just go to raidmywardrobe.com.au. And any of the ladies who are gifting on Sunday, if they could just throw in a few gold coins as well, that'll help assist us with shipping the bras to the women in need.
Of course.
Right.
Good on you, Rach.
Thank you.